Our next guest, you can see weekdays on Fox Chicago. He loves this city, and we love him. It's my personal physician. It is Dr. Oz. How are you, sir?
Good, Pete. You're overdue for your prostate exam.
Wait a second. By the way, I do go in for my yearly exam every single year, and people need to do that. I have so many friends, guy friends, that never go in for their yearly exam.
They don't, and they're afraid. And that the reality is you fear most what you don't understand. The beautiful thing about medicine these days is we can treat so many of the problems. They've been life-threatening problems people have if you have a little bit of a head start. Good example, Bernie Sanders.
Right.
If instead of having his chest pain on the stage in Las Vegas, it's 6 hours later and he's asleep in bed, he probably doesn't even wake up. And if he does, he doesn't want to make a big deal about it and get everyone else up. So instead he suffers through the evening and then has a big heart attack. Instead, he has all the signs, by the way. He knows he takes his jacket off because he's sweating. He's has the lead on the podium because he's a little dizzy, a little short of breath, all the classic signs that most people don't realize of a heart attack. And because smart people around him, and he is, you know, insightful enough, they go off to the hospital, get it stented. 2 million stents placed a year, by the way, for the 750,000 heart attacks that happen every year. And he just becomes a success story. You know, he's literally walking in the park a couple of days later when he's released from the hospital. Could have been very different.
You had a lot to say on social media about Bernie Sanders. Are you trying to get people to react or look at their own bodies?
Well, I was blessed to have him come visit the show. I'm having all the candidates come on. And he said he was healthy. He played basketball, by the way. And he was a big-time runner when he was younger. He actually won the city championship in New York, or was third, I guess, in the city championship.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, he stayed in shape. But you work hard, you get into your 70s, things sometimes happen. And a lot of people think, well, if they're making all the right lifestyle choices, then they're fine. That's not the case. Part of preventing catastrophic problems is getting tested and screened and being clever about doing that in a timely fashion. And so when someone like Bernie Sanders gets sick and everyone looks up and says, oh, he's going to drop out of the race, this and that, they get all focused in on it. You might take that opportunity to say, no, he's not going to drop out of the race because there's a 95% chance these stents will be functioning just perfectly in a year.
Right.
He didn't have a massive heart attack, but he did have one. He can still go out and live life normally. Unlike when, for example, Eisenhower had a heart attack in the 50s, they put him on bed rest for a couple weeks, and you know, no one could talk to him. We're in a different era. Same for cancer. If one of the candidates was diagnosed with cancer, I wouldn't have him pull out of the race. In fact, I would never have a patient of mine stop their day job because of a heart problem. I'd always say, listen, your purpose, your vision, your sense of need for what you do is so important. I would not take that away from you. Go keep doing it. Just have to be smart about some of the risk factors.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Oz. We're in October here in Chicago. You've spent so much time in Chicago, especially doing Oprah's show. You know the weather can go from 75 degrees to 38 degrees overnight. Cold and flu season. How important is it for people to get their flu shots?
Well, if you don't want to line your back for a week trying to recover from the influenza virus, it's probably wise to get a flu shot. And most healthcare practitioners do. Many of us are mandated by either our hospital rules or the states that we work in to get the flu shot because they don't want us spreading the virus from person to person. Is it going to save your life? It depends. You know, if you're weak, you've got other health issues, you're older, yeah, it could. And for those of us who are younger and aren't facing life-threatening complications, usually of the flu virus, I think they're doing a great service by trying to provide a firewall, a blockage system, by getting immunized so we don't pass along the infections. And I always tell folks, listen, I don't want to treat you like chattel. You're smart. Make the wise decision for you and your family.
Right.
In my own family, we have a battle. My wife does not get the flu shot. I do. So I understand what it's like to have those conversations. But I think I win. Long-term, I think I win. I don't get ill. I weather the storms of the winter a little bit more effectively. So I'm happy, and I get them every year.
How does your wife not get a flu shot? You're Dr. Oz. I don't get it.
It's because I'm married to her, like any family.
That is a perfect example of a wife not listening to her husband.
Pete, in my family, the prosecution never rests. She's coming after me. She verbalizes what a lot of people say, which is, when I get the flu, I'm sick for a couple of days. What's the big deal? I'm not going to die from it.
Oh, boy.
Well, unfortunately, people do buy. Tens of thousands of people die from the flu every year. They happen. They're generally not the healthiest members of the population, but even healthy people get really bad illnesses. So why go through that?
Then you get other people sick in the meantime. You know, Dr. Oz, my neighbor, we're talking about flu shots. My neighbor just got over shingles. He was in excruciating pain for a month. He was out for about 90 days. He's a contractor, so, you know, he had to get back to work. Do people over 40 need to get that shingles vaccine?
Not over 40, but over 55 to 60, I would. And the shingles vaccine, just to be clear, shingles is chickenpox. So if you had chickenpox as a child, you have that virus still in your system. It's just not making you ill, and it hides. And then something stressful happens. You get older, your immune system starts to drop off, and then now that virus can reappear along the nerve where it's stored. So usually it rides along what's called the dermatome. It's a horizontal band across your belly or your chest. And it hurts before you see it, and it's bad pain. And once you get it, it's hard to get it to go away. So there is a very effective newer vaccine. There was one before that wasn't quite as effective. This new one's fantastic. And we're recommending it to people, as I mentioned, you know, certainly by the age of 60. And it's something that you can get a shot and, you know, sort of free yourself from that hassle. That's not a small thing. That is really life-changing when you get it.
So do we need to do it every single year for over 55?
No, one time. One time.
One time, that's it.
One-time shot, you're done.
Okay. So
here's the thought. The same way that you got probably vaccinated as a child and it's, you know, stayed in here for you know, 50 years, we believe this vaccine will last for the rest of your life. But, of course, you know, we don't know that for sure. Who knows what happens 30 years from now? But the general game plan is get vaccinated once and you're through it.
So this is the vaccine that I see advertised at Walgreens. Come in, get the shingles vaccine. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. We're talking with Dr. Oz. I'm going to have you hold on a second. I have a 14-year-old that just started high school this year. I want to talk to you about vaping when we come back, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
We're talking with Dr. Oz. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios on the phone with us is Dr. Oz. You can check him out weekdays on Fox Chicago. I have a 14-year-old son, Charlie McMurray, who's a freshman in high school this year. We talk to him all the time about vaping and drinking. What can we do as parents, or what can we say as parents to deter our kids from trying the vaping?
Well, a couple of things. First off, most parents don't realize how much our kids listen to us. They actually do. Well studied numerous times. The most powerful voice that a child hears is their parents. They'll never acknowledge it. So we may all listen to you on the radio, but your kid pretends he's not, and he only acknowledges that when he's quizzed about it later on. So here's the message. First off, vaping is better than cigarettes. Tell them the truth, because they know that, and they'll discount what you're saying if they're not hearing the truth. That stated, a third of young people are vaping, and a third of those people will go on to smoking cigarettes. So just because you're vaping doesn't mean you're safe. Once you believe that to get through the day, you need to put something in your body that wasn't there to begin with, in this case, vaping and its products, then you're already creating a psychological addiction, a belief that you're not good enough. And that's an important message that a 14, 15, 16-year-old has to hear. Right. The first question I ask to cigarette smokers is, how old were they when they started smoking? If you start smoking after the age of 20, quitting is a lot easier than if you start smoking before age 20. Because, again, that psychological addiction is no longer part of it. Your brain's matured. You know you're good enough to stop. So if you can at least get that message across, it'll be helpful. And if he delays a couple of years before he starts vaping, you have a much better chance of managing him and the complications of it. Second issue, a lot of the vaping products now are counterfeit. They're produced in other countries.
Right.
They're made illegally. And a recent study just came out this weekend, 100% of the products screened of the counterfeit bootleg products had pesticides in them, which can be very toxic to you. And they also have heavy metals, mercury. Some of them are lined with these fats like vitamin E acetate that form a grease covering in your lungs when they're heated up and you've been sucked them in. It's sort of like having mustard gas poisoning in the First World War.
Oh, my God.
So why would you want to put yourself through that? And especially when you can't tell if it's a legitimate product or not.
Right.
Because the counterfeits look just like the real ones. So I think at least for the next couple months, zero vaping. Don't risk it. Why make yourself have 80-year-old lungs when you're 15?
Wow, that stat you gave us, if you start smoking before the age of 20, it's much harder to quit. I think of my father-in-law, Chuck, who smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day, Chesterfields unfiltered. He started when he was 16 years old. Of course, he passed away of cancer, but yeah. I talk to Charlie about that all the time. My father smoked for years until, you know, the mid-70s. My father-in-law smoked until the day he died. It's just, it's terrible.
And I had Dog the Bounty Hunter on. You may have, you know, seen these shows you've been doing with him.
Yes.
And you know, his biggest issue is he smokes, which I think causes blood to clot. Wonderful human being, very bright. Obviously, he chases after folks who are running from the law. And now he's sort of running away from me because I'm chasing after him. I mean, I was the dog bounty hunter. So, and the reason is because he's having trouble stopping his cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I mean, you start young, he's smoking 3 packs a day. It's very difficult. And I think for getting off cigarettes, vaping is a wonderful tool. There's some other good technologies coming down the pike as well that are used in other countries, like IQOS. There's some good things out there that can help you. But The counterfeit business is destroying these folks, and that's why I don't think we should ban vaping, because if we ban vaping, we're going to shut the good guys down, and only the bad apples are going to be able bring their products in. So the right thing to do is to regulate it and enforce the law. And if folks are making huge, I mean, this is probably a $10 billion industry.
Right.
And there's a lot of people chasing $10 billion. We're got to protect their own. We got to get smart about this.
Well, you got to educate people, because the vaping is geared towards kids. Cotton candy flavor, really?
And they're shaped like a USB port that a kid might plug into a computer. It's designed to trick parents. You know, this is a bigger story you're wandering into, Pete. I'm glad you brought it up. The fact of the matter is, governments have to say, are these guys a force for good or evil? And they began to think they were a force for evil. They were purposely going after kids. I think the industry's seen that mistake. I think they're trying to fix that problem. And right after that, on that mistake, came these counterfeit products that we think are causing the 1,000 hospitalizations and almost 20 deaths now in America. So it's a problem. That's why, even though I'm very upset at what's happening with vaping, I still think we're better off keeping it legal so we can regulate it.
Right.
You need the good guys to help us figure out where the counterfeiters are. Otherwise, we'll never keep ahead of this.
I was talking to my mother last week. By the way, my mother had 12 children. And I said to my mom, I go, Mom, I only have one. Charlie's in high school. I'm starting to worry about the smoking, the drinking, everything. When does the worry stop? And she starts laughing. She said, honey, it never stops, ever.
What a mom, never stops. And, you know, I'll tell you what. Not only does the worry not stop, but the joy doesn't stop either.
Yeah.
And the biggest bliss of my adult life has been watching my daughter, Daphne, take the values we tried to give her and try to teach them to her kids, because it reinforces that we did something right. But also, I get not just the joy of having grandkids, but the joy of my daughter having kids.
Right.
Double the joy.
Are you changing your grandkids' diapers?
I have changed their diapers.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I spoil them, though. The best thing about grandkids is you can give them back. So you play.
I
you
knew
rile
you were
going to
say that.
And then back they go. And plus, you have a common enemy.
Check them out weekdays on Fox Chicago. Dr. Oz, you are the absolute best. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Love you, my friend. Take care.
It's 720 WGN.